And so I think one of his main methods was through the monastic training. And one of the things he used to say, I mean, he worked very much with suffering. His medium was, as we've heard, putting you in a situation of, or allowing the monastic life to put you in a situation of suffering, and then having to really meet that very directly. And one of the things he used to say was, I didn't hear that directly, but from what I heard was when you're in a situation where you can't move forward or back or up or down, you can't move away from that experience of dukkha, that's when the practice really begins. And for me, having entered monasticism from a very idealistic place, as often people do, it was quite a wake-up call to be pushed into that kind of a corner through the discipline, through the process of attrition, really. and then really, at that point, realizing that what this great master was really pointing towards, like this willingness to open to the experience of dukkha in a very direct and immediate way, and then through that, finding a totally alternative relationship to that experience, not having to run away from it, not having to suppress it, but realizing that one needed to inwardly let go, to release from one's grasping and one's desire for anything to be any other way than what it is. So it sounds very simple, but in a way to practice that is not so simple, not so easy. Maybe it's simple, but it's not so easy. So I think this was for me another great teaching method of Ajahn Chah.